This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 6-3 was the vote. As you know, the Supreme Court has struck down the latest challenge to the Affordable Care Act. And as much as that ruling will mean for people who now get to keep the government subsidies that are going to help them pay for health insurance, it means a whole lot, too, for insurance companies and healthcare providers. That is, the businesses that are still very much in the process of figuring out how to thrive in a still new healthcare environment. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein starts us off.
Hospital stocks jumped 8-15% as today's ruling came down. Jason McGorman, a healthcare analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, says you never see that happen. Well, almost never.
I would say the last time I've seen over 10% move for hospitals was back in 2012 when the Supreme Court last had the Affordable Care Act.
It shows how this industry, one of the country's largest, is all in on Obamacare. Drug makers, device manufacturers, doctors, and nurses have spent the past several years learning the ropes in this new era where they get paid based on better health, says PricewaterhouseCoopers CeCe Connolly.
I know it's become a cliche. We're moving from volume to value, but it is the accurate shorthand.
As easy as that is to say, and trust me, lots of healthcare people say it all the time, few really know how to provide more value. Insurers are trying to figure out how to price new insurance policies. Hospitals are trying to figure out how to treat more patients outside the hospital. As these titans grope for answers, we're seeing mergers at historic levels.
It tells me that the industry is reorganizing itself.
Limor Daphne is a healthcare economist at Northwestern.
My concern is, are they reorganizing themselves in a way that is likely to benefit us, the consumer? Unfortunately, the evidence we have to date suggests that most consolidations are associated with higher prices.
Daphne says while more consolidation could hurt financially, she's optimistic this push towards value, as hazy as it is, will help us find a way to get more for our money, a path that we keep walking down thanks to today's court decision. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.